Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. This is Lynn Miller, psychic medium, on this great Saturday. I hope you're all enjoying your lovely day today. It's beautiful weather, at least out here in California. Not sure where everybody else is. Actually, I'm in the desert currently, so it's a little bit warm for my liking. I was living in Malibu, but sort of miss the ocean. You know, the ocean has such a healing effect. It's unbelievable. It's so spiritual. You know, I'm just doing a radio show during the day today. I've been doing them lately at night, and I actually find, I think nighttime's a little bit better, get a lot more callers. But that's okay. The mood struck me. Like I said, my name's Lynn Miller. I'm a psychic intuitive medium. It's funny, I've always hated the word psychic. Such a catch-22, you know, being gifted like when you're 4 or 5 years old, not understanding it, and then, you know, kind of as you grow up, you hear that word, and it's like, oh, God, you know, it's such a hocus-pocus, and of course, you know, there's a lot of gypsy psychics, and, you know, like anything else, it's just, it's been an interesting journey for me. And I embrace it now. And, you know, I don't try to figure it out like I used to. I just know how it works for me. And, you know, I try to stay on a higher sort of vibration and path and understand that, you know, I'm just kind of a conduit. And for whatever reason, you know, this is what I do. It's not what I chose. It chose me. I work with clients all over the world, all different areas. And I really like to do business, though, you know. I really find there's less emotional attachment, and relationships can be tricky, of course, because, you know, we all want to hear what we want to hear, and it can be hard, you know. It can be hard if you're really into somebody and you go and seek out a intuitive wanting to hear a certain answer, and you know, I just sense the energy is not right for whatever reason with specifics, and, you know, to know when you're giving a reading, you know, whether the person is ready to receive the message. And that's one of the biggest lessons I think I've learned, you know, and in my personal life, it's interesting. I don't usually share a lot of my personal life, but I say sometimes it's a blessing and a curse, you know, and my ex-husband just got remarried, and I told him 10 years ago, basically, and oh my God, is he in for it? And I'm like, should I tell him? Should I not? You know what? I'm just going to let that one go. So interesting. You know, I guess for myself, sometimes I do sessions and I say, you know what? I got to practice what I preach. You know, I'm single 10 years and you know, you have to create things in your life, too. Nothing comes knocking at your door. And if you're not out there taking the right action, I say it over and over again, you know, things, you're obviously not going to be in the right circumstance for those things to come into your life. And so often, I think we're compelled by fear. And, you know, that prevents us from doing quite a bit in life. And, you know, it's sometimes you got to take the risk. You know, I don't think I get too airy-fairy, but I mean, I can. Look, not by airy-fairy, I mean, I see spirit guides. I, you know, I've connected to people, obviously, in every reading that have passed on. But I don't think, you know, it's very, for me anyways, I'm not very general. I'm pretty specific with names and dates, and pretty logical about it all, if that makes sense. I guess because I may have been skeptical, you know, myself coming into accepting my gift. So therefore, I kind of try to ground it so people can understand it that don't or haven't experienced it. I know I'm rambling a lot. I'm going to get to some callers in a minute. You know, try to keep your question to one question. So much comes through. And, you know, for everybody that tunes into my Blog Talk Radio, I do offer a special. So please contact me. My website's up. I don't do that for everybody. So, you know, my readings available to people that otherwise, you know, wouldn't be able to. I mean, I literally had the same rates for 20 years. And my competitors and people in the same realm, not to sound conceited, but, you know, they're $1,000, $2,000. And I'm just like, you know, I appreciate being able to reach people that, you know, may not be able to afford it, or, you know, it's more about the work for me, I guess, is what I'm saying. However, you know, inflation, I will be raising my prices sometime, but not extraordinarily. I mean, you know, I like to be accessible. On that note, let's see who we've got on the queue here. See what we're dealing with today. Dun, 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 on this April 22nd. Let me take the first caller.
Pervert.
Hi there.
Hi,
this is Lynn.
Hi, Lynn.
Hi.
This is Lena. How are you?
Good. How are you, Lena? Have we spoken?
Yeah, a while ago.
Yeah, I mean, I get so many callers, but immediately I'm like, your voice is familiar. I feel like we've talked. How are you?
I'm okay. I'm finding out some stuff about a guy that, you know, has just been around me for a while, and I'm pretty much have given him the boot, but because he still keeps on lying about things. So what do you see about this guy, Steve? I mean, I just stumbled on some things that I think he's involved in some pornographic. Do you think I'm right, or am I imagining this stuff?
It's funny. I was talking about, you know, relationships and how hard it can be, especially, you know, when we discover something, you know, our head tells us one thing and our heart tells us another, but I think you're spot on. And, you know, and I always tell people, look, I mean, we all have a sense of, you know, having our own intuitive things, and the universe will definitely give us little glimpses of that. But I feel like you've come across a little bit more than that. I mean, have you come across some, like, website or something?
Yeah, a website I sort of stumbled on that I sort of had a sort of weird feeling that he was behind it, because he loves younger girls that have, you know, like 20-something-year-old bodies, and he thinks, you know, like a 55-year-old woman should look like a 25. I wish I could look like a 25-year-old girl. I mean, I just can't.
Don't we all?
30 pounds. I mean, you know, and I don't think I would want to. You know, I don't want to go back. And, you know, so I just been pushing him away for a while. He still keeps denying things. Am I going to finally get rid of him?
Yeah, and I think you really need to, you need to shut that door, you know, because I definitely see somebody else for you that's much, doesn't have these issues. I feel like this guy has a lot of family issues and stuff from when he was younger. I don't know if he's worked through it or not. I don't think so. And it keeps, like, reliving. But I do get sort of a deviant personality around him.
Yeah.
It may even go further than, you know, 20-year-olds, if you know what I mean. So, yeah. And I see him incessantly, you know. And when you shut him off, I do feel like it's going to become almost, like, very incessant, him contacting you. And I mean, I don't think you'll have to go as far as a restraining order, but I'm a little, I'm just concerned about his energy. Does he drink a lot as well?
I don't know. I met him 2 years ago, and he moved out of my area, and he's continued with this obsession. We became friends, but he's, you know, I found a lot of devious stuff he was doing, and he keeps denying it. Everywhere I go around town, he's sending his friends to check up on me, watch me, ask me to dance. I mean, he wanted me to date his friend. I mean, it's just sick behavior. And,
yeah, no, there's a very deviant sense about him. I mean, you know, as far as auras go and vibration, I mean, a very low vibration, sort of a dark aura, you know, that has to do with his childhood and other things. He may have been abused.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, it's really best for you to shut that door, no communication. And I do feel like it's almost a stalkerish sense I'm getting. So you need to look out for that, because if it's not him, it will be somebody he knows or some weirdness. How far is he away from you, like 5 or 6 miles?
No, 3 hours away, but he's got his friends, like, on the lookout for me. I mean, I don't know where this came from. I never even dated this guy. I mean, I was going to change my phone number after I got a job, and then he's on my Facebook. He goes on my website, and then he sees what I'm saying, and then he becomes friends with my friends. Like, I'm friends with you on my Facebook, so he'll become friends with you under another name to see what I'm saying to you. I mean, it's sick. This is sick.
Oh, God.
But he
yeah. Yeah, block him on Facebook and let me know if you know what name he's going under. I'll remove him from mine.
He uses different names. That's just it. He uses different names. He pretends he's women, too. So I don't know if he's talking to other men because he's gay. Do you think he's gay?
I mean, he's definitely sexually deviant. That could be, you know, all forms. You know what I mean?
Because he makes up women. He makes up these profiles that he's women. And I'm thinking to myself, why would anyone do that unless they want to talk to a man?
Yeah, no, he's definitely, Lena, he's twisted. So you need to just, block him from everything and be aware of people trying to, you know, friend you on, like you said, under studio, you know, different names and things like that, because I feel like he'll... Sometimes when you cut somebody off, they come back even, you know, more strongly.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So that's my concern for you. But I do think once you do that, there'll be a big clearing for you, you know, and there is somebody else out there for you. But you got to get rid of this guy first before that can happen. And also some good news around business for you. But this
I've been
sort of...
For a job.
Yeah, so
this
that will come in
my whole life.
Yeah, you got to just take care of this first and foremost, and then you'll see the energy sort of lift, and you'll see some other things come in. But I would do it, start today. Okay, just start blocking him off everything.
You don't think he's going to come looking for me, do you? Because that's what I'm afraid of.
No, I sort of see it, like, dissipating. You know, I am concerned for a few weeks. You know, he may have people, like, follow you or some kind of stalkerish behavior, but I don't see it escalating to the point where you'll need a restraining order. So that's the good news. I feel like in a few weeks it'll just kind of drop off. It'll be fine. So
okay, all right, good.
Keep me posted with that. And
okay,
good luck.
Thanks.
Have a great day. I'll talk to you soon,
bye.
Lena.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye. Oh, wow. What happened? Did I lose a caller? I had another caller on there. I don't know what happened. If you're listening, call back in. It was a 347 number. I don't know. You know, Mercury is still retrograde until May 8th. So, yeah, I don't know if anybody else out there, technical difficulties, computer glitches, internet. I mean, it's just ridiculous. There you are. Let me get to you. Hi there. This
Hello.
Is Lynn. Hi.
Hi, Lynn. How
Hi,
are you?
Who am I speaking with?
Jillian.
Good. Hi, Jillian. Where are you calling from?
New York.
New York. Oh, I like to ask my callers that, and it helps me kind of tune in. And also, what's your date of birth?
7/25/77.
Okay. What's going on with you? What's your question for me?
Not much. I'm single, and I want to see what's up for this year for, I guess I want the whole thing, husband and everything.
Oh God, it's so hard when you're single. I was just saying I've been single for 10 years, so I get it. I want to ask you, I kind of go to 2015 with you for some reason. Was there a beginning or some sort of shift for you, a move? I don't know, 2015 is kind of swirling around you.
I think That's when, at the end, towards the end of the year, I left my job.
Okay. Because I do feel like we'll get to relationship in a second, because I see a lot of transition from I go to 2015, but then I go to another transition that perhaps was the end of last year. But the good news is I feel a new energy coming in. What are you doing right now? Did you switch from job to job? Are you still kind of,
no,
what's going
I'm
on with your work?
No, I'm getting into my own thing right now. I'm kind of like a spiritual advisor for people. So I kind of do my own thing right now. Yeah.
That's great. Because, I mean, I feel like you're best served like making your own hours and being independent. And I don't know if you're designing. I do see you designing something right now, possibly a website or some connecting more on the internet, which seems really positive. So I feel like you're going to, that's going to increase in the next 2 months for you and bring a lot of business in. As far as relationship, I feel like organically it's going to happen for you. And what I hear is when it's least expected. And I feel it's in a social setting. You're with, there's a group, and it's interesting because you might be with a group of women, or there might be some kind of function you're at. Do you have some kind of anniversary or function thing coming up in June?
The other thing I could think of is this friend of mine, she does like these meetups, and I'm the one who's kind of like there giving people like advice and stuff.
Perfect.
It's usually a bunch of women.
Yeah, that's funny because I actually, I'm not a huge, the online thing is good in one sense because we put ourselves out there, we sort of take that initiative, but I'm not a huge advocate of it, but actually I like meetup a lot. So it's interesting because I'm kind of like combining work and relationship with you, and it's interesting that meetup is one of those, it could be it actually one of the meetups that you meet somebody. Because I kind of see you're sort of working, working, but it's a social thing, and you aren't expecting it.
Because normally guys don't come to those things.
June's a high energy month for you, for getting out, for, finding that relationship or it coming around you very strongly. So, just don't get discouraged. I feel like this is a good year for you for relationship, but I'm glad on the business sense you're starting that because I think that's sort of the foundation and what you're supposed to be doing. So, therefore, the universe kind of responds. When we're doing something we're happy with, we're really good at, we sort of have this new energy about us versus working 9 to 5, most people miserable, depressed. And, so I really, I'm thinking, Jillian, like June. June feels really strong and going forward. So I would say this is the year you're going to meet somebody. And he seems like a really good guy. He'll be also kind of spiritual and very easygoing. Not like a super high-strung kind of energy,
Okay. So, can you see, does he have children already? Is he...
I do feel like he got married young, is divorced, and he may have one child, but the child's a little bit older. So I think he's about eight years older than you.
He's 8 years older than me?
Yeah, it feels like there's an age like eight to... I don't want to go as far as 10 years, like right around eight to 9 years older.
Oh.
Kind
of old.
That's all right. He doesn't look it, though. He doesn't look it, though. He's very handsome, very handsome. So
I'll take it.
Anything else, Jillian? Just be open. I know that you're kind of like, well, you don't really want him to be married, have been married or have a child. you know, but be open, because that's sort of the energy I'm feeling around him. So, you know, but the good news is there's no like drama with his ex. They get, you know, everything's pretty smooth as far as, you know, sometimes we meet people, they have tons of baggage, or, you know, they haven't dealt with this or that, or they're still in, you know, litigation. I mean, it feels pretty smooth. So,
yeah. And will we have children?
Yes. Yes. And now, you said you're in New York. I'm also drawn to some areas around Connecticut with you. So I don't know if you have a friend there or you are going there for some reason. I'm drawn to Connecticut as well as, interestingly, kind of going over towards the west, towards Colorado. So he may have a connection to one of those places. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, he may. I don't have any connections there.
Well, right. That's future stuff. my clients think I'm crazy, and they write it down, and then 9 out of 10 times, oh my God, boom, 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 boom. So
yeah, no, I totally believe that.
Yeah, remember that, and keep me posted, and you know, I'd love to hear from you again. So let me know how it goes.
Thank you.
All right. Have a great day. Bye. Take care.
You too. Bye.
Dun, dun, dun. Yeah, my clients used to think I'm crazy. They don't anymore. Because I just say, write it all down. And, you know, it comes through. I mean, there's a reason and a placement for everything. And that's the difference when you've been doing readings over 20 years versus somebody that may be, you know, more of a new person, or, you know, they're just embracing their gift and kind of learning how to do it. You know, you just, you realize that what is coming through you has a placement, and it's our job to kind of place it and just put it out there. In the beginning, you know, 20 years ago, I would be like, that sounds, you know, crazy. And the client would say, that makes no sense. And I would just kind of, until I learned, you know, time and time again, just deliver the message, and sure enough, you know, it comes through. It's just a matter of when, and when that time is. So, and obviously being open to it. Well, thank you for a lovely, lovely radio show, everybody. And, you know, follow me on Blog Talk Radio. I've listed my website. I'm on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and I do a little bit of Periscope here and there. So, give me a jingle, and if you ever want a session, come see me. You won't regret it, and wishing everyone a lovely weekend.